escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We are Dukes and Bell. We're live today at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram, guys. Wendy Bagwell Parkway, 5380. Come on through. We'll be here until 6. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Abe's in for Mike today. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. It is good to have you listening. Apparently, we have struck a chord. Enough of you have flown recently that you know exactly what we were talking about in Guy Talk. And it's funny because Body by Popeyes, that's his Twitter handle, he says, the overhead bin space, fellas, has no correlation to the seat it sits above. Flight attendants will often tell passengers to put their bags in the first open space they see when spaces are filling up.
When do they do that, Carl? When group A or group one is boarding?
No.
Or when you're in five and most of them are full?
Full. Full.
Because of course it does.
It should. I said to him, does this mean that if I'm not sitting in first class, when I get on the plane, I get to just put my bag on wherever I want in first class? That's not happening.
No.
So when you talk about there's no correlation, flight attendants only tell you that if you're one of the last people to board the plane and they say, find an open space.
Because the other option is gate checking it.
Correct. And nobody really wants to do that, right? So you're like, oh, let me find a space. That is the only time that happens. But we were talking about all these things, flying etiquette, and a situation happened with my daughter. And then we were talking about TSA doing away with taking your shoes off to go through TSA now, which is great. I mean, it's going to hopefully speed things up. But a lot of you are commenting. A guy, Henry Hamilton, says, look, fellas, he says, Dukes, I was on a flight, row 8. He says, this couple comes on board. The lady sits in the middle seat. The guy asked me, hey, would you mind changing seats and moving to row 27 in the middle so he could sit by his wife? He says, I said no. You have a right to say no. It amazes me that people just assume that those things are going to happen. And again, here's the only time, Abe, because I don't want to seem like I'm a hard A all the time. Kids and a mom, I'm willing to do that.
How old's the kid?
Young children.
Okay.
Young children.
What's young?
5, 6.
Okay, okay.
I'm willing to do
I
that.
I would have gone a little older than that, but like if you're because 13, you
no.
can sit alone.
No, no, no.
You know what I mean?
No, 13.
Here's your snacks.
You probably
here's your
don't
headphones.
Want to sit with your mom
yeah.
at 13. But small children and a mom,
sure.
I am willing to do that. But it's rare that that happens. But that is the only case because the guy said, you don't ever switch seats. No, I would under those circumstances. But it's usually some jerk who wants to switch seats with
who thinks
you.
Thinks he's entitled.
Correct.
He or she.
Either or. So more of your thoughts, guys. You can find us on social media. Put them up. See Dukes. Dukes and Bell 929. Follow Mike, who's out, by the way. Mike Bell ATL. And Abe, give him your social media handle.
At Abe Gordon.
Follow the radio station 929 The Game. We're going to talk Braves coming up in just a bit. But we got to talk about the Falcons because we're counting down to training camp. 24th is the first day of Falcons training camp. And we're going to be there, and we're going to bring you all of the sights and sounds. We're going to be doing our show from the Taj Mahooters up there. You guys know the deal. We're going to have a lot of fun. And we'll tell you all the days we'll be up there and enjoying it with you guys. But with that said, I don't talk about Kirk Cousins. I don't. I'm over it. Abe's got me watching this quarterback show because he stayed up late and watched all the episodes and came back with extensive notes and was like, you gotta watch this episode 4, minute 6.
Last 6 minutes, there's a difference.
Whatever.
Don't waste the middle 50. That's all I'm saying.
So I'm not talking about that. But I do want to talk about how much trust do you have in Raheem Morris in year two? How much trust do you have in Raheem Morris in year two? Abe, how much trust do you have?
I would say a pretty fair amount. I'm pretty forgiving, and I'm pretty open to the possibility of someone either as a player or as a head coach, one, learning, and then two, improving. Now, I know there's going to be a lot of frustration. He wasn't a rookie head coach. He'd done it before. Why is he still making these mistakes? I get that. I totally get that, but it's a slightly different game than when he was coaching the first time, and certainly a lot of new players and a lot of new instances as well. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I do think he is a good coach. I think he made some severe mistakes, and that they're highlighted by the fact that they cost you games in certain moments. I don't think you can walk away from the approval of whatever that game plan was against the Steelers, where you're running pistol. That's partially on Zach Robinson, but he approved it at the end of the day. To me, that's on him. I made very clear my frustration yesterday about the decision to stick with Kirk Cousins. To me, that's on him. The game management towards the end of that game against Washington, that's on him. I just hope that it's a learning environment and he can improve. And I know in his previous tenure, he has seen improvement in year two. I'm hoping that's the case again. I think the team is better. I think that certainly helps him.
It does.
Right?
Yes.
The team is better. He can have less impact on a game in theory. A lot more belief in the defensive coordinator now than what we had as well. So I'm optimistic, Carl. I really am.
So am I. You know, when we hired Raheem Morris, and some of you are still against it, the thought was we need a Super Bowl winning coach. You guys do know he's got 2 rings. He was a quality control coach in 2002 with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with John Gruden when they won the Super Bowl. And obviously, he won as a defensive coordinator with the Rams.
Yeah.
My point is, he's been a part of staffs and understands what that should look like. But being the man is different than being next to the man. And he's been next to the man. So he made next to the man mistakes last year that a lot of us were like, what are you doing, Raheem? Get a timeout. Why are we not doing this, Raheem? It's things that you learn on the job, but you only learn it, Abe, when you're the man. So when we talk about Raheem, it's not about whether he's qualified or you don't think it was a good hire. He's qualified. But this process, and Dan Quinn went through it, Mike Smith went through it, and Arthur Smith didn't have enough time to go through it. Because if he would have come back for another year, he would have had another year, and I guarantee you that year would have looked different than the year his last year here. So for year two, for me, I am confident as well. The team being better helps. The fact that this is now, Abe, his guys. These are his players. We've gotten 3 of these drafts. You know, the last 3 you could say he's been a part of, certainly the last 2 for sure. But this draft is all him. Last year's draft was all him. When I say him, these are the guys he signed off on. Yes, Terry said, well, this is the guy we're going with. Raheem was in the room and said, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's a reflection. This team is now going to be a reflection of him. We can't talk about what Arthur Smith did. Yeah, he drafted some great players. Bijan's unbelievable. Drake's good. But what does he do now in the image of what he wants this team to look like? And in year two, we got to know. Like last year, guys, we were 6-3. What was the identity of the team when we were 6-3? We weren't getting to the quarterback. We were not explosive. Bijan didn't break 60 and 70-yard runs. We ran the ball really well. But, like, you go, what was the thing? And for Raheem to be a defensive guy, I know it ate his butt that we are not a team that has that kind of identity. That's how they won the Super Bowl when he was with the Rams. And, yes, he had one of the greatest players in Aaron Donald in NFL history. But he had a lot of good players, including a guy that we just picked up in Leonard Floyd. So I think year two should be better. And if it's not, and he hasn't learned from those year one mistakes, then that's going to be a problem.
In 2009 with the Buccaneers, his first year, they were 3-13.
As a head coach?
As a head coach.
Okay.
Year two, 2010, they were 10-6. They didn't have a new quarterback. They were still rolling Josh Freeman out there. They had no business winning that year either. They had drafted Gerald McCoy, and they added a couple of pieces. But you got Freeman as your quarterback. And it's a tough role. And they went 7 more games than they did the year before. So I think from that instance, I have some belief in that. And
do you feel better about – and Raheem is the – he's the guy that's got to answer for this. Do you feel better about the staff at all?
I feel better about the players.
More than the staff?
I think having a better player lineup, rotation, makes it easier for them. And so I think they kind of go hand in hand. I wouldn't feel great if we were running the same dudes out there, if we're still dealing with whatever pass rushers weren't working. But we brought in 3 new pass rushers, one who's had a successful history in this league, 2 that you're very high hopes about. I think that helps him more than being year 2.
Yeah.
Having guys you can trust.
Yeah.
Ulbrich, though, is an upgrade, right, over Jimmy Lake?
I think you have to consider it.
I think so.
I mean, it got so bad last year that Raheem became involved. And, by the way, when he became involved,
it got better.
And so I think you're always looking at if he needs to get involved and maybe boost it, he can. He'd prefer not to. I understand why. I also think just year 2, I know it's another new quarterback, kind of. But I think Zach Robinson learned quite a bit, and it was his first year as an offensive coordinator.
Calling plays.
Anywhere.
Yeah.
And so I think that probably opened his eyes a bit. And quite frankly, again, I'm going to call him a rookie quarterback. I understand that Penix is going into his second year, but in terms of games and snaps, he's certainly still going to be a rookie for half a season. I expect Zach Robinson to simplify things, to make it easier for him, which I think will in turn make it easier for Zach Robinson.
Let's hope so, because as much as we have a hard time claiming what our identity was when we were winning, I don't think Raheem or any of these guys would have an issue with us scoring a lot of points and that being the identity of this team as well, because you have all of this stuff on offense that we keep talking about, and it just hasn't looked the way that it should. It did in certain spurts
right
last year, and that's what got us excited, right? Kurt's throwing for all these yards. You're seeing Darnell Mooney, with what he can do and what he can be, and Drake, and even at times, Kyle. But you see the potential, and it still hasn't lived up to that. I'm saying if we come out and we're scoring points, guys, and that's the identity of this football team, great. I'm fine with that. But that's part of why good teams are good teams. If I ask you right now, Eagles are Super Bowl champions, why? There's a reason. You know what their identity is. Up front, they're kicking your butt.
Yeah.
That's just what it is, right? They got Saquon, and I get it. They got some guys. But that's what they are, and that's what you have to come out and know that you're going to beat every Sunday. I don't know what that is for us, but we got to find out what that's going to be. 404-726-0929. I don't know how much confidence you have. Do you trust Raheem in year 2, where you're at? But, Abe, we were having this conversation yesterday off the air, and I said to Abe, a lot of people, when you start to criticize Raheem, they try to make it out to be something that it's...
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's not.
Yeah.
No, it's just a criticism. It's just I didn't like some of the things that he did, or I did like some of the things he did. It's no more, no less.
Well, I think the good news also is it doesn't have to hang over this season. The frustration of last year, the poor decision-making, whatever, from a variety of standpoints, that can be last year's issues. This year has new problems to tackle. If he tackles well, then it's a moot point.
Coming up, Grant McCauley is going to join us, our Braves insider, guys. Bryce Elder will go at it tonight. Last night was embarrassing. But haven't we had a few of those nights here this season? We'll talk to Grant next.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.